Let's imagine sitting down to a banquet in front of a set table by candlelight to listen to a tale or mythos, as the ancient Greeks called it. This story was born many centuries ago in Greece and soon reached the ears of the Etruscans, who were immediately fascinated by it. The protagonist is Prince Aeneas, one of the bravest heroes of his city Troy. His story begins with a terrible event. After many years of exhausting war between the Trojans and the Greeks, following the advice of the clever Odysseus, built a wooden horse and gave it to the Trojans, pretending it was a sign of peace. In reality, in the belly of the giant horse, expert Greek heroes were lying in wait, ready to attack. The horse was brought inside the walls of Troy, and so, as night fell, the Greeks managed to take the city's inhabitants by surprise, and they set fire to the city. Aeneas was among the Trojan warriors, fighting in the front of the army against the enemies. But all of the attempts were in vain, because the destruction of Troy had already been decided by the gods. Aeneas was prepared to sacrifice himself along with his companions, but fate did not have that in store for him. Before the fight, the hero had a premonition in the form of a dream. The brave Trojan prince Hector revealed to him that it was his destiny to build a new city in order to preserve the memory of Troy and its people from vanishing forever. And so, Aeneas decided to leave his burning city and take with him a group of companions, his son Ascanius and his father Anchises. In Comacchio and Ferrara's exhibitions, there is an object which captures this very moment. It's a small object, but a very important one. The first ever discovered in the site where the Etruscan city of Spina once stood. It is a bronze statuette that decorated a candelabrum, used by the Etruscans for lighting. To the inhabitants of Spina, the statuette told Aeneas' story, according to a version that must have arrived directly from Athens, the main city of Greece, where it widely circulated. And we too today can have it told to us, if we look carefully at the statuette. Aeneas, still wearing armor, helps his old father Anchises in his escape. The man moves with difficulty and needs to lean on his son and on a cane, because he is completely blind. It was Aeneas' mother, Aphrodite, no less than the most beautiful of all goddesses, who had blinded him. The goddess had punished Anchises because the man had revealed to the still child hero the secret of his divine descent. And it is Aphrodite herself who will help and protect the hero on his journey in search for a new homeland. A journey full of unexpected events and adventures, which, after the Greeks and the Etruscans, the Romans too, through the voice of their great writer Virgil, have continued to recount, handing it down to us.